Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A lot to talk about, and we'll kick it off now with Ty Montgomery of the New York Jets. Ty, Joe, and Evan, good
Hi,
to talk to you.
Ty, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, I mean, you know, we could be doing better. I mean, you understand that, but what do you say about this game last night? I mean, obviously the quarterback your starting quarterback's out. Simeon gets hurt. I actually thought the kid didn't play terrible, Fork. But what was your overall thought process about offensively last night by the Jets?
It's just hard for us to get in a rhythm right now with guys going down, you know, losing guys and guys having to step in that haven't really been playing as much. It's tough to find the rhythm when that's happening. And I think that's all we got to do. I think once we find it, once we figure out how to play in sync and play well together, I think everything's going to be fine. It's just going to take that one game for us to get it together. You know, we definitely have the talent level to be able to do what we want to do. We got to figure out how to get the ball rolling.
What was the game plan offensively last night? As a fan, it certainly confused me. What was it last night?
Game plan definitely wasn't to lose Trevor after we lost Sam. I think you're going to have to talk to Coach Gase regarding the game plan. I don't want to say anything that would get me in trouble, so...
I'll say it for you.
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm going to say something about the coach, too. So you could start first. Then.
Well, here's what bothered me as a fan. I'm sure you're a competitor, man.
Right,
I mean,
you're
a running back. You're a wide receiver.
Right.
You believe you can do
it
all.
And let me
and
say
God
this, too.
You.
I need to see more of Ty Montgomery involved in your offense. I got to tell you. I'm not just saying that because you're here. I'm talking to you, Ty. I'm saying it right now because you're a weapon that can be used. I want to see you used more, honestly.
Yeah.
That's me.
Go
ahead.
What bothered me is at the end of the first half. You know, there's a minute 50 to go. You guys have a chance to get the ball with a little bit less than 2 minutes to go, and the coach lets the clock just dribble down to less than a minute to go, and at that point, there's very little time to do anything. As a competitor, I'm sure even with Luke Falk in the game, I understand he's the third quarterback, but as a competitor, I'm sure you want every opportunity to march down the field and score some freaking points. So I know that bothered me as a fan.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's tough. I think we as players have to do a better job of eliminating some self-inflicted wounds. Obviously, some of the calls we're going to disagree with. But, you know, some of the false start things, some of those issues, just the self-inflicted wounds we got to clean up. It makes it hard on a coach to call plays when, you know, the first play of what felt like, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, authentically true, but what felt like was the first play of every drive resulted in some sort of negative yardage.
Yeah.
And that makes it tough on a play caller.
You tell me, why do you think that stuff like that happens? What causes those kinds of mistakes? Because you're right, they're self-inflicted. You put yourself behind the eight ball. You guys didn't have great field position to begin with. So why do you think mistakes like that happen?
I think every situation is different. Honestly, I don't know. It wasn't something we were doing last week, right? So for whatever reason, it was happening, and it's something that we have to clean up.
We're talking to Ty Montgomery, the Jets. Jets with another very difficult loss last night, 23-3 to the Browns, and they got a real easy one coming up this week as they go to Foxborough, and we'll get to that. But besides the 12 penalties, because the defense played well, but they made a couple penalties that cost them points. I mean, Jamal Adams had a roughing the passer, cost a field goal. Hairston had on a fourth down, he would have got off the field on a defensive hold that cost a touchdown. So he had a couple of those plays, even though I thought the defense played all right. But here's what really got me aggravated. 16-3. You guys are still in the game. You got a 3rd and 2 on a 12 or 11 yard line, and you got Le'Veon Bell back there. And what's he doing? The brilliant head coach. He's throwing the ball in the end zone. 3rd and 2. How about giving Le'Veon the ball twice on 3rd and 2 to get that 4th down, to get the 1st down? Because you know you're going for it on 4th down. I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe. Or give you the run on 3rd and 2. Something, but don't throw the damn ball in the end zone. What are you doing? Ty, unbelievable. I couldn't believe that. Your thoughts?
I gotta say, I'm very appreciative of y'all's passion. It means a lot. Y'all care.
Oh, we care, all right. We do. I get the scars on my body for 55 years rooting for this team. Believe me, I care, Ty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think one thing we got to be careful of, as all of us are Jets fans, you know, we all want to see the Jets be successful. I think one thing we have to be careful of is living in the hindsight. And if that ball is completed to Robbie, or if the ball is completed downfield, I don't think we'd be saying this.
But Ty, can I say this to you, Ty? Can I stop you? I was screaming it before the play happened. Well, I'm watching the game. I'm saying 3rd and 2. Okay, you got to give the ball to Le'Veon here, don't we? You got to give the ball to Le'Veon twice to get the 1st down, don't we? And he's throwing the ball in the end zone. What? With the 3rd-string quarterback. What? I couldn't believe it. I'm sorry, Ty. I'm sorry. This was not a second guess. This was a first guess before the play even happened. Before it even happened. So I just want to tell you that, okay? I just want to let you know that.
I hear you. I appreciate it. But, you know, if I look at that and I see that and I'm just trying to stay positive and optimistic.
I know what you're doing. I get it.
And keep, you know, and just keep putting the right things out there in the air for us to take advantage of and for us to grasp.
But you should be in the game plan more. You're a guy that can catch the football out of the backfield. You're a guy that can run with the football. You're an extra weapon on his team. And I think Le'Veon's been great. I'm going to exonerate him on the fumble because he was working his rear end off, and the game was over at that point anyway, at 23-3. But I need to see you incorporated more in his game plan. I mean, I got to say that. I'm aggravated, Ty.
I can tell. And it's warranted, right? You know, the Jets had another bad performance on offense. And I get that. I understand that. But, you know, we have things that we're going to clean up in the house, eliminate some self-inflicted wounds. And, you know, once we get this thing rolling and once we get it figured out and we get this offense in sync, this offense is going to be a problem. I think I've said it multiple times during training camp and in preseason that, you know, I feel like our offense can only stop ourselves. And that's kind of what's been happening.
Well, here's a positive, and we're talking to Ty Montgomery. Luke Falk eventually looked good.
He didn't look bad.
A guy, and I know he was there at camp, and then you move on from him, right. And now you bring him back, and now he's in this football game, and you said it at the top. The game plan certainly wasn't to lose Trevor Siemian, who's a capable backup. Luke Falk ended up looking halfway decent. What'd you think overall about the adjustment he had to make? Because I'm sure he's not thinking he's going to end up in this game having to throw the football, you know, 30 times or whatever it was.
Yeah, you know, I don't even think he was active until right before the game. So I'm sure he wasn't thinking that. But, you know, we all know injuries happen and it's a possibility. But, yeah, I thought he looked good. I thought he looked really good. You know, especially for his first time getting in there, given the situation and how everything happened, I thought he played his butt off.
I know how Joe and I reacted when we heard the news that Sam Darnold had mono.
Unbelievable.
What was your initial reaction? You've been around this game before. I don't know if you've ever heard of any NFL player getting mono and missing time. So what was Ty Montgomery's reaction when you heard the news that the starting quarterback has mono and will miss a few weeks?
I was like, dang, for real? I was like, all right, Trev, here we go. you know, it's just like a so what, now what mentality. Just, all right, it happened. There's nothing we can do about it. No sense in dwelling on it and trying to figure out why and what's going on. We just gotta move forward.
Again, we're talking to Ty Montgomery. Now, Ty, and again, I look as a Jet fan and where I'm coming from, I look at the schedule and I say, you guys are going 0-6. I mean, I got to be honest with you. You got to go to Foxborough to play the Patriots. Forget that. Okay. That's like Alabama playing Rutgers as far as I'm concerned. Then you got the bye week. Okay. Then it's the bye week. And then you play the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Patriots again. What makes me think that this team's not going to be 0-6. I mean, I got to be honest as a fan, and I'm not getting on you. I'm just asking you because, you know, and I appreciate you coming on because maybe a lot of guys that wouldn't come on here today with us, but and I appreciate that. But, I mean, as a Jet fan, I look at the schedule and I say, how the hell are we winning any of these games?
Do you guys believe in the power of manifestation?
What is that? You got to tell me what that is.
It's basically a thought process that you put out into the air that eventually it eventually becomes true. I listened to a podcast and the guy basically said, if you write a lie on a card and you read it, tell yourself that and believe it every day long enough, eventually it'll become true. Now just imagine if an entire stadium of Jets fans is all thinking the same thing that you're thinking right now. That energy is out there and it's bad energy. And you know, as players, it's something we feel. As players, we feel the support and the belief, you know, from our fans that we can do well, that we can play well, that we can go out there and win. You know, so I don't look at the schedule and say, you know, how in the world did we not go 0-6? I look at the schedule and say that we are being pruned to do something great. We're going through adversity right now. But it's only gonna make us battle tested.
Did you sense last night? I was in the building last night. And I thought the crowd was very into it. I thought the crowd was loud. They got excited. Yeah. Did you sense negative energy last night, or did you think we were positive? What was your sense for the crowd last night then?
No. I just mean I thought the crowd was into it. It's Monday Night Football. Everyone's loving it. Everyone's having a great time. But we can't be sitting here saying we're gonna go 0-6 before we even play the next game. You know, we're only 0-2 right now. There's still plenty of time to make a run and to get everything figured out. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening outside of our control that no one expected to happen. That's, you know, sort of causing us to make some adjustments on the fly and figure out how to get in sync and just get connected with one another.
But let me say this, Ty, and I understand what you're saying about the positive and negative energy, but, you know, for a guy that's been a Jet fan since, you know, 1965 and hasn't been to a Super Bowl in 50 years, it's hard to be positive. I got to be honest with you. But that's something that you guys, and I start with the coaching staff, really. Let's start with Gaze and the coaching staff because it starts with those guys, okay, putting you guys in the right position and making the right play calls to get the job done. But to me, it starts with the coaching staff, but it's up to the coaching staff and the players to change the mentality. You know what I'm saying? To change that negative thought process. Okay, here it comes again. It's the same old I've been watching for all these years. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I mean, Ty?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I'm just saying I think we got to be careful of, you know, one bad play or one bad game or two bad plays or two bad games. We got to be careful of the here we go again and then dooming the rest of the season because of it.
Last night, I assumed, and I think I'm wrong about this, but you can confirm this. I assumed that once Simeon went down and Luke Falk was the quarterback, that if something happened to Luke Falk, and the way Myles Garrett was getting to that backfield,
oh my God, you never know.
I assumed the guy to step in and be the quarterback would be you.
Yeah.
Was that not true? Is it going to be Le'Veon Bell, or was it really going to
be
you?
You or Le'Veon, one of them.
I plead the fifth.
Can you throw the football, Ty? How about that? How's your arm?
Oh, he can throw the football.
Of course you can. Didn't you play quarterback a little bit in high school or maybe at Stanford? Did you do that a little bit?
I did in high school.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll tell you something else. Now, maybe I wasn't uber focused when I saw this, but I was watching pregame. I saw Ty unleash left-handed.
Oh,
aren't you a lefty, Ty?
Are you a lefty, Ty?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I knew I saw that, right?
Guys,
I love it.
Guys known as Steve Young. Kenny Stabler. Boomer. You know?
And you had a good – I saw you throw one football. I was like, huh, you know what? This guy's got a little bit of an arm.
How many times did you touch the ball last night? Three?
More than that. I think eight.
Was it eight?
Yeah.
I think six. I think I had three checkdowns and three carries.
Right. You need to touch the ball more. You really do. You do. I'm just telling you. Adam, by the way, Adam Gaze, do you remember number 88? He's on the team. I'm just pointing it out to Gaze. I just want to tell him in case, you know while he's devising all these brilliant ideas because he's such a brilliant offensive mind, let me just remind him that Ty Montgomery is on the team.
Yeah, but it's moving up. I think week one it was two or three touches.
Right,
now
true.
It's up to six.
So you should be good for about 20 in the Patriot game.
Right? By week nine, you'll be at 30.
Right,
you know,
right,
it'll be all
right
over the place.
No, you know what? He'll give him the ball in the bye week. In the bye week, he'll give you the ball. That's what
All right,
Ty. I love you guys.
Ty, you've had enough of us today. I know. And I appreciate you coming on, man. Really. I really do.
Of course.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Hell of a job. Ty Montgomery.
Good luck in Foxborough. God knows you'll need it. All right, Ty?
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. All right, bro.
Ty Montgomery in his weekly spot.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.